We are not here to become complete. We are here to realize that we already are. Think about it. All our life, we have been chasing something, some goal, some success, some fulfillment. We've also found a lot of things. But we have never found a complete satisfaction. We have never found the completeness in our succeeding, in our achieving, in our fulfilling. Why is that so? Why is that every time we think that if we get it, we might become complete or whole or feel just fulfilled? But somehow, somewhere deep within, a sense of incompleteness keeps lingering. It is there with us constantly, no matter the jobs we change, no matter the cities we change, the countries we change, the partners we change. For a momentary period, for a while, we do find as if we are in peace and incompleteness, but soon the incompleteness, the sense of lack, it just sneaks in. Why is that so? It is because there is no completeness to be found in our actions, in our doings in this world. There is no deep satisfaction in anything. Why is that so? Because we are already complete. The reality of our being is that it is full, it is whole, it is complete. The consciousness, the awareness, the real being is limitless. It is beyond time and space. It is beginningless and endless. It was never born, it will never die. It knows no boundary, it knows no limitations. So we are that awareness, we are that completeness, we are that consciousness. Yet we are humans and we play the human part. It is the way for the infinite consciousness to limit itself through this human body-mind, through this instrument of perception, of senses. Our five senses in the mind, they limit the unlimited consciousness, the limitless consciousness, and they project like a prism projecting light outward. So we have a plethora of experiences. And this is how the real consciousness or God is experiencing itself through us, by creating these limitations of mind, of these senses. And that's the dance between the reality and the apparent reality of the senses, which is also pretty beautiful many a times, pretty satisfying. But yet, if I keep coming to this place every day again and again, soon it becomes just another thing, and I start to look for something else to do to feel satisfied. Just hold on with me for a bit. Maybe I have something to say that makes some more sense. Okay, as I said, what do you do then? What do you do? There is a dance between the being and the doing. Do you stop doing anything? Do you stop dancing? This land, this earth is the land of action, the land of karma. And we have to dance this dance. There is so much joy in creativity, in creating, in doing things that we like to do. And you don't have to stop succeeding or stop trying, but you have to stop looking for yourself in those actions. You have to stop thinking that something that you do next, like trying new spiritual methods, trying new religion, trying new adventure, trying new shoes will bring you that completeness or will bring you in touch with yourself. I just want to make sure that there is no dog stuck in water, because there's only water around me and I hear this dog barking, but maybe it's just a happy or unhappy dog. So, where was I? Think of the waves and the ocean. The waves keep forming, the waves keep crashing, the waves keep disappearing. But it does not alter the nature of ocean in any way. The ocean remains vast, calm, unaffected by the rising and falling, the appearing and the disappearing of the waves. In the same way, our emotions keep rising and changing, our thoughts keep rising and changing, our experiences keep coming and going. But the being that is just prior to all this, that is the substratum of all these experiences, that is the screen on which the movie is appearing, the being remains the same. And in that being, in that non-doing, in that inaction, the being is complete, the being is whole and full. But the moment it begins to play, The moment it begins to come into a sense experience and starts to experience life, things begin to feel limited. Experiences begin to feel somehow restricted, constricted, and we think something is wrong with this bike or with this man or with this woman or with this country. But no, it is the nature of all things in reality. It is the nature of all things that after a certain time, sometimes after a bit, sometimes after a bit longer, there will be a creeping dissatisfaction. But think about it more. If that was our reality, then why didn't we accept it? Why humans could not accept their suffering? Why we couldn't accept that we're gonna die? No, really. Like, we know that everybody suffers. Everybody has been suffering, and it's inevitable. We know that everybody dies, and the death is inevitable. But why we keep on resisting it? Why we just can't accept it and say, okay, that's the nature of all things. Let's accept it. And I've been thinking about it a lot. And not only thinking about it, researching about it, talking to people, and reading a lot of books, and trying to find my answers of these things. And it confirms what I've been sensing, thinking, feeling since my childhood. It is that maybe, just maybe, that it is not true that we suffer. It is not true that we die. It is not even true that we are born. And that is why there is this sense of being looking for wholeness, or looking for a state of immortality, or looking for a state of consistent, constant peace. If everything is always changing, if everything is impermanent, why am I still always looking for a changeless state? Because I know that I am that. Something is like a glimpse, it's like a cheat code, that there is a constant glimpse that the God or the universe is trying to show us that, look, there is more to it. There's more to your senses. There's more to this reality. There's more to this apparent visuals and all the other sensual experiences. But only if you are not so stuck in this and lost in this that you can actually glimpse what it is. You don't remember when you were born. Nobody remembers being born. You don't remember falling asleep. You remember a moment before falling asleep if you are really focused and meditative. But you don't really realize falling asleep. In very rare crazy experiences it happens, but in a normal human condition, you don't have the experience of birth, you don't have the experience of sleeping, you don't have the experience of dying. We don't have this experience. That's why we don't believe in it, perhaps. I mean, we do believe in it, all of us, but you know what I'm trying to say. That's why something in us tells us to resist suffering, to resist death, because we know that we as the infinite consciousness, we as the awareness, we as God, we as the God particle, we were always there, birthless, deathless. We were never born, we're never gonna die. And think about even this, that you, whoever you are, whatever you call yourself, your I, your feeling of being, it is always the same. The inner quiet sound of your own voice, it's always the same, even though your outer sound has changed so much. You and when you were 5 years old, and you now when you're 50 years old, so much has changed. In fact, everything about your physiology has changed. Your cells, your moods, your behaviors, your mind, your blood, everything about you has changed. But something gives you a feeling of constance, a constant continuation of your being. What is that? That is your intuitive knowledge about your true nature, that you always are, and you are limitless. You are not defined by time and space. You are, and time and space and all the objects, they appear within you, but you are not subject to them. You are not only that. You are much more than that. You don't have to deny completely this. This is the mistake that most of us make. You don't have to deny it completely. You have to say that you are all this, and then you are more than that. Mistakenly, we say that you're not this, and you are something else. Then we begin to deny this world. But no, we are all of this and much more. Within us, this has appeared. Within us, this will disappear. And as I said, as the changing nature of waves and all the other activities in the water does not affect the ocean, in the same way the changing nature of our life experiences, people coming and going from our lives, people dying, we're losing jobs, we're losing health, we're dying, none of this really affects us. If we realize truly, if we go into that glimpse that we always have the hunch for, if we go into it and inquire deeply, we will realize that we simply are, and we can act in life from that space. We can just show up in the world because we are here creating, you know, connecting, sharing. Not because I'm going to do this and it's going to make me happy. I mean, we've done this all our life. Let's just get over with it. Let's just stop trying to do it all the time, that now I'll do this, it'll make me feel better. And then I will do that, it will make me feel better. I'll change the drugs I take, I'll change the diet I take. None of this is required, actually. You can do all of that for fun, for having this enjoyment of this life that life has given you to enjoy, but not for any motive. Everything for its own sake. Everything for its own reason. Nothing as a means to an end. Everything an end in itself. You know what I'm saying? All things can be done like a dance, like a play. Not because people will clap in the end, or because you will receive a medal or something, but just because, you know? And so, as I said in the very beginning, you are not here to become perfect. You are here to realize that you already are. And if you already are still here, I have two more things to say. Number one, that as I told you that I've moved to Germany now, and I've been creating content for almost 3 years now. And so far, I've been supporting myself. But if you find any value in my work, and since life has become more expensive for me now, you could support me with any contribution you would like. There will be a link in description and in the pinned comment, and also in the about section, where you can support me through PayPal with one-time donation of any amount you like, or with monthly recurring donations of 10 euros per month. If you can afford that, if you are inclined to do that, please do that. If you are supporting me from India, there's also the UPI ID that you can use to support me. And if you cannot do any of that, just keep watching, keep connecting, you know, just wish well for me, and that I keep showing up with more confidence, more preparation, and that I'm not worried about anything. If my mind is fully present with creating, I would just create much more happily, with much more heart in my work. So that's that. And number two is that in December there will be a retreat in India, mostly in the Himalayan region, not too high in the Himalayas, somewhere around 2000 meters of height. There will be yoga, meditation and traveling involved. If you're interested, you will find my email ID in the about section. Write to me an email and I'll give you more details. Okay, so keep doing your work, keep showing up in the world, and remember that it is not for you to find yourself through your work or become complete. It is because you have found yourself through this video and you've become complete. You've realized that you're complete. And now you just show up in the world and dance. Do the dance. Do a good one. Make a good one. All right. I'll see you again. Take good care of yourself. Bye.